Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 21st. The old Bowie Mine loadout site on Highway 133 continues to be an ongoing cause for debate in Delta County. The land is currently owned by Bowie Resources and since the late 1970s served as a coal loadout site with coal mining-related support activities for the mine. The mine stopped using the loadout site around 2003. Since then, cleanup work on the property by the Colorado Division of Reclamation has been ongoing. Mark Levin of Paonia Holdings seeks to buy the property for a multi-purpose mining equipment repair shop. To do so, Levin would need a land use change on the parcels, located north of Paonia, off of Highway 133, along with ancillary properties located at Stevens Gulch. The Delta County Commissioners convened a public hearing over the issue yesterday at the Delta County Courthouse. Some 50 or 60 citizens crammed into the commissioner's meeting room to offer testimony. This was at least the second public meeting about the proposal, as the Delta County Planning Commission considered the matter last month. In a 7-1 vote, the Planning Commission recommended that the county commissioners deny the application. In its recommendation, the Planning Commission said that Levin's request should be denied because, quote, the extent, scale, and scope of the proposed development fails to comply with Article 6, Section 2A of the Specific Development Regulations, which requires specific developments to be compatible with adjacent land uses, and Article 6, Section 2P, regarding scenic views and byway, unquote. Citing similar reasoning, the staff for the Delta County Commissioners yesterday also recommended that Levin's proposal be denied. At the Planning Commission meeting, 37 citizens requested that the proposal be denied, while one was for it. At the Commissioners meeting yesterday, 27 citizens again asked that it be denied, while two citizens spoke in favor for it. Paonia Holdings is seeking a land use change to commercial and light industrial and agricultural uses. After well over 2 hours of public comment in yesterday's hearing, Commissioner Mark Rober, who represents the Paonia area, moved to table the decision until the next meeting, so commissioners can have ample time to fully review the information. Commissioner Don Supas seconded, and the decision was tabled until the next meeting of the Delta County Commissioners, which will be December 4th at 10 a.m. Recently, two of the largest land trusts on the Western Slope consolidated into one entity. The newly formed Colorado West Land Trust is a consolidation of the Mesa Land Trust out of Grand Junction and the Black Canyon Regional Land Trust based in Montrose. Colorado West Land Trust Executive Director Rob Blyberg spoke with KVNF News recently to talk about the new land trust.
Mesa Land Trust and Black Canyon Regional Land Trust have been in conversations over the last 2 years to look at how can we best serve the region, how can we help landowners and communities conserve the special places across western Colorado. And we determined that the best way to do this was to consolidate the operations of the organization. So our driving goal in all of this is to increase the pace and the quality and the permanence of private land conservation in the region.
The consolidation allows the two land trusts to join under one umbrella. Current conservation easements under the separate land trusts do not change. All 8 employees of the two trusts will continue with the new organization, with offices remaining in Grand Junction and in Montrose.
So with Colorado West Land Trust, what we're doing is we're bringing the operations of the two organizations together under one organization. So the existing Black Canyon Regional Land Trust staff will become members of the Colorado West Regional Land Trust staff, and we are trying to gain efficiencies and economies of scale so that we can put the most money onto the ground and into work on the ground.
Colorado West Land Trust is a private nonprofit that works with landowners to conserve properties with outstanding natural and agricultural value. The organization holds conservation easements and ensures that the terms of those easements are being followed. The land trust will steward the conservation easement forever.
Land trusts play a really important role in our region. Our organizations exist to work with private property owners and other partners to enter into conservation agreements that protect the amazing private lands that we have in our communities. So this means if you care about agricultural land and local food. The work of land trusts helps secure a land base available to farmers in the future. If you care about wildlife, we are conserving, you know, working with private landowners to conserve critical wildlife habitat. If you care about scenic views in places like the north rim of the Black Canyon, we are working with landowners to conserve beautiful properties along the scenic byways that crisscross our region. So the work that we do is really critical to maintaining the magnificent landscapes that we are fortunate to be surrounded by.
The consolidation marks an effort by land trusts to collaborate and work together to protect the lands they are stewards over. Blyberg believes that it is a trend that will continue.
I do see more and more land trusts looking at how they can collaborate and work together to best serve communities. And so I do think that we will see, I don't know if it'll be mergers or consolidations, but we will see more collaboration between land trusts. And I do think that we will see more organizations coming under one umbrella. When we determined the name Colorado West Land Trust, we did that very mindfully, looking towards how we might work with other groups in the region.
And here's a glance at headlines from around the listening area for you on Tuesday. According to a press release, Seth Kagan of Telluride will run for the State House representing District 58. The district includes much of southwest Colorado from Olathe and Montrose all the way to Telluride. Kagan is a former newspaper editor, publisher, and reporter. He is running as a Democrat. The 58th district has not been represented by a Democrat since 1980. Currently, it is represented by Montrose Republican Mark Catlin, who recently announced that he will run for election to the seat. The seat was previously held by Don Corum, the Montrose Republican who is now in the state Senate. Corum will also run for election in 2018. Kagan said in his press release that the district, like American politics in general, is deeply polarized. He calls himself a progressive and plans a grassroots door-to-door campaign. According to a press release, Governor John Hickenlooper announced that Michael Lewis will be the next executive director of the Colorado Department of Transportation. Lewis was previously the number two man at CDOT, providing policy, technical, organizational, and operational direction for the $1.4 billion organization with 3,000 employees. Lewis is most known for serving as the project director of the Central Artery Tunnel Project, more commonly known as the Big Dig. He managed all aspects of design, construction, and administration of the $14.8 billion project. Lewis takes over the head job at CDOT after outgoing director Shailen Bott stepped down last month. Lewis assumes his role in December. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.